Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Trump declared a national emergency in response to the coronavirus, which could free up to $50 billion in federal aid for states. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports Trump acknowledged Americans will have to make some sacrifices in coming weeks to stop the spread of the virus.
President Trump says the U.S. is entering a new phase of action as schools and businesses around the country shut down or change their operations.
To unleash the full power of the federal government through this effort today, I am officially declaring a national emergency. Two very big words.
A White House official says that Trump is using authority under the Stafford Act to make this determination. Trump is encouraging states to request a major disaster declaration, which would offer more assistance. Additionally, Trump announced that he will be temporarily waiving interest on all student loans held by federal agencies. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News, The White House.
Authorities from New York to San Francisco are calling on those employees who can do so to work from home in a bid to slow the spread of the coronavirus. As communities begin to shut down schools, sporting events, and large public gatherings, employers are doing a delicate dance in terms of how far they take their own disruptive measures, with little in the way of firm federal guidance on how to act. Even for companies with mostly office workers, the sudden change is proving to be complicated. Not all meetings can shift to phone or video, and some employees lack laptops to enable them to work from home. However, most experts agree that implementing telework where possible is a good idea. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, or prisons rather, is suspending social and legal visits to inmates for the next 30 days. As NPR's Ryan Lucas explains, it's one of the steps the agency is taking to try to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus.
The Bureau of Prisons says no inmates at the country's 122 federal correctional facilities have tested positive for the virus yet, but it cautions that the population density of prisons creates a risk of infection and transmission. Therefore, it says, effective immediately, friends, family, and attorneys will be barred from visiting inmates for 30 days. The Bureau says exceptions will be made for some legal visits, but on a case-by-case basis. It also says it will grant inmates an additional 200 minutes of phone calls to try to compensate for the suspension of social visits. The agency is taking other steps as well, including limiting group gatherings at prisons by staggering meal and recreation times. It will reevaluate these measures after 30 days. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Investor Warren Buffett's annual Berkshire Hathaway shareholders meeting traditionally draws sporting event-sized crowds, but this year the seats will be empty. Berkshire, like everyone from the NBA to the NHL, announcing today there will be no one in the stands for the big event this year because of risks linked to the coronavirus. As a result, Buffett says the May 2nd event will be streamed live on Yahoo with some journalists on hand to ask questions. Stocks soared today after yesterday's bigger plunge, the Dow up 1,985 points. This is NPR. Louisiana today became the first U.S. state to postpone its presidential nominating contest because of the coronavirus pandemic, while four states are holding their primaries next week, and they say those elections will go forward as planned. Louisiana officials say they'll postpone their scheduled April 4th primary to June 20th to best protect the health and safety of Louisiana voters and voting officials. The four states holding their primaries Tuesday, Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and Ohio, in a joint statement say they'll move ahead with their contest while taking steps to ensure public safety. Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam announced today all state public schools will be closed there for at least 2 weeks to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Megan Pauley of member station VPM has more.
The announcement comes after Governor Northam declared a state of emergency on Thursday amid a growing number of confirmed COVID-19 cases. At that time, he was still leaving it up to individual school districts to decide whether or not to close. But now Northam has changed his mind, ordering all districts to shut down for a minimum of 2 weeks starting Monday. The Virginia Department of Education has received a waiver from the federal government to allow schools to distribute meals to students and families. The logistics are still being sorted out. For NPR News, I'm Megan Pauley in Richmond.
The coronavirus pandemic that is sweeping the globe also appears to be moving closer toward President Trump, his top aides, and members of his own family. The White House grappling with a number of potential confirmed exposures. A top Brazilian official tested positive after spending time with Trump and others at the president's golf club in Florida last weekend. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.